welcome to Tech San Diego T3 Podcast, where we're going to be talking about all things tech talent in San Diego, coming to you from the temporary global headquarters of Tech San Diego in the sunny suburbs of Rancho Penasquitos. And I am not kidding when I'm talking about sunny suburbs. It was such a nice, beautiful day today. Technology's perfect climate. I'm going to bring in our co-host, Aaron Chizdak from Marsh. Aaron, did you get out of the house and at least enjoy a little bit of the weather today?
Yeah, Kevin, I'm on like a pretty strict routine here now, being quarantined in my home office over here in Terracana, just south of Miramar. Strict quarantine walk schedule with my two rescue pups, so we get out quite often.
Well, we could include Tierra Santa under the umbrella of technology's perfect climate, I think.
Yeah, we love it over here.
All right, sounds good. So this is a podcast I've really been looking forward to. We're going to talk about one of the older technology companies in San Diego, and that's Cubic. And really what's been interesting about Cubic is really the changes in Cubic the past few years. And so I brought on the expert in that, and that's going to be Rob Markovic, who's the Senior Director of Global Talent Acquisition with Cubic. Rob, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate being here.
Again, you know, Rob, we often think of Cubic as this older defense company, but, you know, I've known a lot about what's happening the past few years over there, and it really looks like things have changed dramatically. For those listeners who not be familiar with Cubic, walk us through kind of what Cubic is, what it's become, and kind of the scope of what's going on in Cubic world.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin, for that. And I agree with you. I think when I first started thinking about Cubic as an employer for myself, I dug in. I thought, defense company. They do a little transportation, been around a long time, seem to be well established in San Diego and other regions. But I couldn't really tell, you know, if it was innovative or cutting edge or anything like that. But as I dug in, I began to find out quite a bit about Cubic and what's exciting about it. And first off, I think a lot of people still, especially in San Diego, think about us as a typical defense contractor. That's certainly part of what we do, but it's not all of what we do. A huge part of our business, over half of our business, is actually in the transportation sector. And that business is completely geared towards what we call Next City. And the whole concept of Next City is this idea of really focusing on an integrated customer experience for anybody who's moving through major cities around the globe. So if you think about how you get on a subway or how you get on a bus or how you go through a traffic light or any of those things, our whole goal is to help people move more efficiently through cities with seamless contactless payment systems, with the ability to understand what's going on with their travel needs and how they can get there more quickly, anything along those lines to help people move through cities. So really exciting stuff. Obviously, if you think about that, you think about contactless payment systems, you think about cloud-based systems, a lot of great technology going behind that. So we hire some very innovative engineers who help us deliver these products. But outside of that, our defense business is really intriguing too. It's not your run-of-the-mill defense business. We're really focused on training. We've got an area called Cubic's Next Training. And this is all geared towards giving the warfighter in the field, or maybe the police officer, or maybe the airline pilot, whatever the case may be, a virtual training environment so they can really experience what it's going to be like when they get out there. So really helping to safeguard and protect the people that are out there, helping us, whether it's through military operations or other things, to make sure that they have the skills they need to move forward. And so if you think about that, and you think about that virtual reality world, that goes right down the space that gaming companies go down. So seriously, the same type of technologies that gaming companies use, we use as well. Lastly, the other part of our defense business is really geared around communication. So the whole C4ISR space, for those of you who aren't sure what that is, that's command, control, communications, computers, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. And you can think about that as doing everything that we can to provide the warfighter in the field as much information and communication as possible to ensure that they successfully complete their mission in a safe manner. And we do that for people in the U.S. We do it for our allies around the globe. And this is a huge component of thinking about communications. And so if you extrapolate that, anything communication-wise that's advanced, we're playing in. So if I'm an engineer thinking about a company in San Diego or in one of our other locations around the globe, I'm thinking about, wow, Cubic really does a lot of great, interesting stuff.
And Rob, I think, you know, people talent, this is a talent podcast, right? And so we're exposing the opportunities for talent to make San Diego their career destination. And I think you've hit on some key things, and let's dig in just a little bit. You know, you talked about cutting edge technologies, and you know, you're right. You know, as you look at it, it's VR. It looks like on your transportation side, it's, you know, you must be hiring a lot of data scientists and machine learning and AI and, you know, very high levels of software development. Is that correct? So as you look at the skill sets, those skill sets that are most in demand sounds like what Cubic is hiring for.
Yeah, we look at both sides of that coin, I think. You know, typical traditional software developers, things like that, certainly can find a home in Cubic. We've got a lot of platforms. Some of those platforms are older based off of the cities that we're working with or the technology that we've been working with. So there's some very traditional kind of software development and engineering that you can think of. But then we're also very much into cloud-based engineering and really looking at mobile applications and anything along those lines. And then you think about virtual reality and gaming and all of that stuff. So you've got the ability to really look at your career in a lot of different areas, be it a little bit more, and I don't like to use the word traditional because software development is what powers so many of the things that we do, but also the really cutting edge, the really fun stuff that's coming out now, especially around cloud computing.
Got it, Rob. Well, it sounds like from a technical aspect, you look at a resume and look for certain things, but what types of personal characteristic or maybe even personality characteristics do you think make someone successful at Cubic?
Yeah, so Cubic is really focused, Emma, on this whole journey that we've been going on around diversity and inclusion. And making sure that anybody that comes on board has a feeling that they can be their authentic self and that they can fit in and find a home at Cubic. So we like people with diverse backgrounds. We like people who really want to team and innovate and partner. That's huge for us. And anybody who really has that feeling that I want to work for a company where I can innovate. I want to work for a company where everything I do is about winning our customer. We actually call it winning our customer obsession. We are obsessed with making sure that our customers get everything that they need and that we're the people that can deliver it. And you can only do that if you're bringing in diverse people, whether it's diversity of thought, of background, of education, it doesn't matter. So we can get innovative ideas that float up in team environments, even in a remote environment like we're in right now. We find that our cubes, and we call ourselves cubes, we find that our cubes are super, super interactive with the remote working, just with all the tools that we have, whether it's Slack or Zoom or whatever the case may be.
I assume being one of like the bigger, larger kind of employers in the San Diego area, you run into, you know, a lot of maybe potential employees that are coming from smaller companies or startups. How do you kind of differentiate yourself? I mean, I would be maybe terrified to go from a small software development team with a small maybe startup company into a Cubic environment where there's, you know, 6,000 employees or something. How do you overcome that when you're recruiting people? And what's kind of maybe the story you can tell someone looking to be hired at Cubic that they're not going to get lost in the shuffle?
You know, it's interesting because we think of ourselves as a small company. And I know that's not the case. We're a mid-sized company, publicly traded, global, all that stuff. But we think of ourselves as a small company still and still really a I don't want to say family-oriented, but a team-oriented company. So when you compare us to one of the big box defense contractors or big box transportation companies, we feel really small, and we feel the ability to have ownership and to drive our work to make sure that we're innovating for the customers. So that piece is key. That being said, if I'm coming from a startup, it's going to seem huge and it's going to seem bureaucratic, and it's going to seem like, wow, there's so many things that we could do that now we have to go through approvals and things like that. So that's probably the biggest difference, is that transition in mindset of I'm one of five to I'm one of 5,000 or 6,000, as you said. But that being said, I think it's important to note that we're really focused on that whole concept of being honest and open with people as they look for jobs with us, and letting them know what our culture is like. We work hard. We appreciate each other. We focus a lot on the employee experience. We just got named one of the best companies in San Diego to work for. So we really focus on this whole thing about you come in, you be part of a team, you innovate, you have a voice, you be your authentic self, and you help the company succeed and grow, which helps you succeed and grow. I hope that answered that question for you.
I think it did. Rob, one of the things you talked about, and I think the reputation, in fact, I have some Cubes as neighbors, and they're very proud to work there. And they do talk about that you guys do foster a sense of community within your workforce there. Tell us about, you know, everyone always enjoys telling us about the kind of some of the fun stuff, especially since the pandemic, that they've been able to do to keep their employees engaged, to keep them talking to each other. Talk us about some of the fun things that the Cubes have been doing these past few months.
Yeah, it's challenging. And I think every company has felt this. How do you engage people remotely? And how do you make sure people still feel like a Cube and feel like they have that connection? So we institute a lot of fun things in all of our groups, and we call them quarantinis, where you cut loose with your team. You get them off on a Zoom call all together, play games, get stuff in play that allows people to just have fun and be themselves. You know, it replaces the traditional happy hour, if you will, where you'd go out with your coworkers back when we could do that kind of thing, right? So there's a lot of that. But we're also doing other engaging things, making sure that we stay involved on campuses, making sure that we get our Cubes involved in anything and everything that they can do from a community perspective, still safely. You know, one of the things we're most proud of is that we've not at this point, and I want to knock on wood here, but so far no Cube has given another Cube COVID. So we really want to make sure that we're staying safe and we're helping our employees stay safe. But we also want to make sure that they're still engaging with the community and doing all those fun things and doing things internally too, like the quarantinis and getting together. We're about to do our awards ceremony coming up in a few weeks, where we name the Cube of the Year and the CEO Award and all our VIP winners. And we'll do that as a virtual awards ceremony, and we've got a vendor that's going to help us do it. It's going to be very cool. It's going to feel like something that's almost in person.
Now, Rob, you're not giving the CEO award to the CEO, are you?
No, he gets to give those out. That's Brad Feldman's favorite thing to do.
I thought maybe you, yeah, it was a spoiler here or
no,
something.
No.
So anyway, So Rob, first of all, and I'm going to pick out something you said about university engagement. As you know, Tech San Diego has a robust campus presence with our Jacobs Talent Initiative. So do you guys do hire both internships and new talent from the universities?
Yeah, absolutely. And we try and stay involved heavily in all the local San Diego universities, especially UCSD, SDSU, and USD. And we try and maintain a presence on campus right now. It's a virtual presence, but it's still a presence at all times. Recruiting for internships. You know, last year was really, really difficult for us because we wanted to do so many more internships than we were able to because of COVID. So the good news is that we were still able to do some virtually and still give some students some really great experiences. And we hope to expand that again this summer, even if we're still virtual, to make sure we get more and more students engaged and involved and working on great projects at Cubic. In addition, you know, we always go to the universities for our entry-level hiring, our new grad hiring, and sometimes our more advanced hiring for students that are coming back with a master's or a PhD. So,
Rob, so let's switch gears here a little bit. Since I'm the benefits guru of this podcast, talk to me a little bit about your benefits package. I know people, whenever they're looking at switching jobs, they're always comparing and contrasting, you know, what type of benefits packages are available, 401k, stock options. And I assume Cubic has a pretty robust offering. What do you guys have over there?
Yeah. So, Emma, I would say it's all of those things, right? So all the traditional things you would expect of a bigger company, 401k with matching, all of that business, great benefits. Great benefits providers, discounts for people who do things to actively take care of their well-being, just all sorts of things along those lines. But I think the best thing, and I'm excited about it now because today is my Thursday, but it's also my Friday because we still do every other Friday off. So we're a 980 shop. And so you get every other Friday off at Cubic, which let me tell you something. I cannot tell you what I would do without that. Like, I would cry. I literally think I would cry if I didn't have every other Friday off. I've gotten so used to it. In addition, we give the week off between the Christmas holiday and the New Year's break. So I can tell you right now, there's a lot of rested cubes out there because we just had a nice long break where everything shuts down and it's quiet and it's wonderful. In addition, we have flexible time off in the U.S. And so for that, you can take off as much time as you want to, as long as your manager's okay with it. And it's one of the best benefits that we have because there's a lot of people that are very efficient, get their work done, and can take some additional time off. Or there's people that say, you know what, I want to go somewhere. I'll work 2 days during this week, but I'm going to take the rest of the time off, and my manager is cool with that, and I'm able to do that. So benefits like that, you know, some companies have, not many do, though, are just outstanding and really make you feel refreshed and energized and give you something to look forward to. Because we do work hard at Cubic. There's no doubt. And you come onto Cubic, one of the things that you'll hear Cube say is that we work hard. But we do that because we want to make the company successful and we want our customers to win.
Yeah, Rob, I think we'll see a lot of companies kind of shift to this more flexible PTO type model. I mean, gosh, every other Friday off, I feel like would be a huge advantage for a lot of companies. So that's a really great benefit that you offer. It's very rare too. I would say a lot of the companies that I work with and I interact with on a weekly and annual basis, you know, they're not there yet, but definitely I can see a shift, especially with all of us quarantining and working from home. I feel like it's even more important to kind of get away and reboot and step away for a little bit. So that's awesome.
I totally agree with you. I think the other thing too, and I'll just throw this in as a side note, Cubic's wholly focused on employee wellness. And there is literally not a day that goes by that I don't get some sort of email from our wellness team on some sort of webinar, podcast, when COVID's not going on, something in person where you can do something to help you from a health perspective and every aspect of the word health. So it's just something we're highly focused on and we want Cubes to be involved in and feel like they have a place to stay healthy and well and have that kind of balance in their work life.
Rob, you know, what's surprising to me, and this kind of goes back to what I initially said, is this transformation Cubic has gone through. A lot of the benefits that you spoke about, that you talked to Aaron about, were really things that you see in these cutting edge technology companies. So I think it is going to be surprising for a lot of people to really understand that, you know, Cubic, when they used to drive by in Kearny Mesa and see those big buildings, and it looked like you guys were making widgets, that's no longer the case. And in fact, tell us a little bit about all the changes. And I've seen a lot of construction out there in Kearny Mesa. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, it's something we are super excited about, Kevin. So this year is our 70th anniversary, and we're kicking it off with a number of things. First off, once again, one of the best employers in San Diego. We're super happy about that. But I think the biggest thing is the revamp of our campus, where we're combining our two businesses into one campus. So the traditional Cubic Corporation and the defense business, the transportation business all on one campus. It's a super modern, beautiful campus. We're opening it next month. So if you ever drive down Balboa, you'll see our old building, but then you'll see two beautiful new buildings that have state-of-the-art facilities for people when we're back in the office to be able to collaborate and work together across the board to create what we call One Cubic, this whole concept of we can all help each other at Cubic, to have great outdoor spaces, gyms, cafeterias, things like that, just to make it feel, just a much better feel than the stodgy old defense companies that you typically see in that Kearney Mesa area. So we're so excited about that. That's not just San Diego, though. We're doing that to all of our facilities around the globe. And we've got just some amazing facilities to make sure that when people aren't working from home and they're in the office, that they have the ability to work out, to get a meal, to socialize, to have some time outdoors and get fresh air, to be able to collaborate in modern and technologically advanced spaces. So just very excited about it.
So let's switch gears a little bit. So this podcast has listeners from outside the region, and we talk about technology's perfect climate a bit, and certainly today is a great example of that. But tell us about, if you're recruiting someone from outside the region, tell us about the reason why people should make San Diego their career destination.
Well, I think, you know, we're all biased on this call, but I think most people that come to San Diego realize that they want a vacation there. And there's a reason for that. The beautiful weather, the beaches, the mountains, the amazing city life, the ease of getting around the city. It's just one of the most beautiful cities. And I'm fortunate. I've worked for global companies and I've been able to see the world. San Diego is literally one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And there's so many activities, and it's just so easy to go catch a sunset on the beach over the Pacific right after work. You just leave work and you go and you do it. Or maybe you live on the beach. Maybe you're surfing in the morning before you come in. Maybe you're doing a hike. It's like all of that stuff is right there. There's great transportation. It's so easy to get around, and the food and the culture. Just an amazing, amazing city. A lot of people complain about, well, it's California. It's so expensive. San Diego is actually much more affordable than most California cities, and you can certainly figure out a way to make it work for you from affordability perspective. And the other thing is that you will not regret the weather, especially on these cold days in winter where most of the country is shivering. We're enjoying sunshine, and we'll have a beautiful sunset tonight.
Well, don't give away all the secrets there. I am actually a San Diego transplant. I grew up on the East Coast in like upstate New York, northeastern Pennsylvania. I moved out here for school at San Diego State, and I never left. So I you definitely can make it work. For anyone listening to this that's sitting in their apartment in New York, you can make it work. San Diego is a beautiful place to work. And just like Rob said, it's you'll find a way to make the cost of living, if it is an increase, you'll make it work. Trust me. Yeah. Well, Rob, if you've been go for this long, when we could eat at a restaurant and we could go out and have fun, what are some of your favorite places in San Diego?
Oh, okay. Okay. So I'm excited about this part. So I'm a foodie, but I like all kinds of food. So first off and foremost, right there in Kearney Mesa, there is a little place called the Dumpling Inn. And if you haven't been there, their soup dumplings are the best on earth. They are just so, so good. If you're up north in North County, I highly recommend Campfire in Carlsbad. Just an amazing place, great meal, great fun. And then if you're kind of in the middle of everything in La Jolla, Herringbone, definitely a favorite for seafood. So those are the ones for me. I like going to the beach. I like going to see Padres games when that's all happening. So, you know, being downtown and walking around there is great too. Just love all that.
So Rob, it looks like you put a pretty compelling case, not only to work for Cubic, but work in the region. So before we end the podcast, let's talk specifically about the type of job openings you might have at this current time and where we might find them.
Yeah. So typically, Cubic at any given time, even during COVID, like we've slowed down a little, but not much. we've never really slowed down because our customers are still moving, you know, and we're still doing all of those things. So we've done fairly well throughout the pandemic. So the good thing is that we typically have 300 to 400 positions posted at any given time globally. Vast majority of those are engineering positions, and the vast majority of those are somehow software or cloud or data science oriented. So lots of great positions out there for people that are interested. In San Diego itself, that's our home. I mean, this is where we operate our business from. It is our hub. And so we typically have anywhere from 50 to 100 positions open at any given time. Once again, almost always all engineering and definitely in some high-tech areas that would hopefully interest a lot of the listeners here today.
Well, that sounds like a lot of job openings, especially in San Diego. People really don't understand it. Even during the pandemic, companies still need talent. And so there's certainly a lot of job openings in the region. Aaron, I think we've ticked off all the boxes for T3 Podcast. Who Cubic is, what they do, how they do it, why you should work there, job openings. Is there anything we missed?
Not on my side. Rob, if there's anything else you want to put out into the world, now's your time.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Aaron, and thank you, Kevin. Just once again, if you haven't looked at Cubic, or if you have this thought of Cubic as being some old defense company, not very technologically savvy, I would encourage you highly to look at us again. And if you're on campus and you're hoping to find an internship this summer, once again, because of COVID, we're not going to have as many as we normally have, but we will have some. So please, please, please engage with us at the virtual career fairs that we're doing on campuses. Engage with us through our website, cubic.com, on the careers page there. Look at us on social media, but have a look. I think you'll see something that you like.
Well, Rob, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your very busy job, saving the world for the warfighter and keeping people moving to come to the T3 Podcast. We got a really in-depth look at Cubic that we wouldn't have had otherwise. So again, thank you. And we'll wrap up this podcast of T3. We'll see you the next time. Always go to techsd.org to find out the latest happenings at Tech San Diego.
Tech San Diego would like to thank Rob Markovic for taking time to join us today and talk about working at Cubic. To learn more about the positions available, visit www.cubic.com/careers. That's www.cubic.com/careers. Tech San Diego's Executive Director, Kevin Carroll, is the host of T3 Podcast. He is joined by Aaron Chistak, Employee Benefits Consultant with Marsh & McLennan Agency. T3, Talking Tech Talent, is a podcast produced by Tech San Diego with contributions by Marsh & McLennan Agency. To listen to this and other episodes, search for Tech San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. All of Tech San Diego's podcasts are edited by Andrew Sims of Hypable Impact. Executive producers are Kevin Carroll and Sarah Spiva.